December 29th, Sean Ryan D. Song Look continued.
Tang sarva bhuta hridayam nimana tosmi bhaktya vahinaya parada lakshmi chiptastya kamadita namadye kripamayi tvam sharanam papadyam prinde namaste charanaravindam tvaivasmi najivami tam vina iti vigyaya radhe tam namam charanantike.
First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev. Om Vishnu Pad Astotra Sata Shri Shrimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev. Om Vishnu Pad Astotra Sata Shri Shrimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. To all of our Guru Varga and all the assembled devotees. We're now continuing our discussions of the Gaudiya Gita Gauch songbook. And we're in the middle of the second part of the Mangalacharana prayers. Before continuing, because the last thing we discussed was the prayers to Srila Sanatana Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami. We didn't get to Srila Rupa Goswami. I'd like to backtrack a bit because 2 days ago was the divine disappearance day of our Param Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Astodara Satashi Shima Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. Prabhupada. And often Srila Gurudev glorifies him on his disappearance and appearance day by using the prayers, by discussing the prayers in this Mangalacharana section. I'll just do it very briefly. He does it at great length for hours. But I'll just take a few minutes. I often give this analogy of doing prayers, how we try and fit in a whole lot of remembrance within each phrase or each word that I once saw, when I was a kid, I used to watch this TV show where the winner of the talk show, whoever won, they would be able to have a shopping cart, and for 5 minutes they would take that shopping cart all over the department store and grab whatever they could. Did you ever used to watch that part? Whatever they could in that 5 minutes. So this is an obvious, completely perverted reflection of the reality. And the reality is that as much time as it takes to say a particular prayer or mantra or phrase or word, that's how much time we have to remember as much as we can about that. For example, Namaum Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is Vishnupadaya. He's at the lotus feet of Vishnu, and he's the representative of the lotus feet of Vishnu, who is the original Prabhu, Prabhupada. And which Vishnu is that? That original Krishna, Brajendra Nandan Shamsundar, who danced so fast with the gopis that he appeared to be everywhere at the same time. Vishnu means that he's everywhere. And Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, he's very dear to Krishna in this world because he's propagating Krishna's mission, and because in the other world he's the very dear maidservant of Srimati Radhika. When I first met Gurudev about 15 years ago, he told me that you are pursuing Krishna, but you don't know that if you become the maidservant of Radharani, then Krishna will pursue you. He becomes pleased to pursue you. So he's very dear to Krishna in this world. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamani. He's called Bhakti Siddhanta because he is the personification or embodiment of the Siddhanta, conclusive truths of devotion to Krishna. All the knowledge that Krishna told Brahma, Brahma told Narada, Narada told Vyas, Vyas manifested in all of the scriptures, then Vyas told Madhva, all the way down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything that he told Rupa Goswami, all of Rupa Goswami and the Goswami's books, down to the present day. All of that disciplic succession and knowledge and books is all personified in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And Sri Varsha Bhanabi Devi Dayata. He's the dearly beloved of Sri Varsha Bhanabi Devi, that is, the daughter of Prishabhanu Maharaj, Srimati Radhika. And how dear is he? How dear is one's eyes to oneself? What would happen if somebody said you were going to go blind in a few days? We would completely be panic-stricken because the eyes are so dear to us. So he's so dear to Radhika because he's Nayana Manjari, and there he's the personification of her eyes. And he always helps her to see and to meet with Krishna. And then those same eyes look towards this world, and Nayana Manjari takes the form of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to give the world her blessings. And therefore he's Kripabdayi. Kripabdayi means the ocean of kripa or mercy. He's Krishna Sambandha Vijnana. That means he gives our relationship with Krishna, realization of our relationship with Krishna. He kindly bestows that, Dayane Prabhave, and therefore I nama. Nama means offer obeisances, that's the obvious meaning. And nama also means swaha, meaning I'm giving my whole self. Then madhu jaujala pramaja. So in this way, it becomes sort of a race against the time that it takes to say the mantra. If we say it quickly, then we have less time to remember all these things. If we say it slowly, or our mind could just work very fast. So even if we say it quickly, if we remember intensely, we should still fit in a lot of things. The mind can fit in so many things that if somebody's giving a Bhagavatam class and I just fall asleep for one or 2 seconds, I could remember a whole day or two's events. So the mind has that great potential power. Madhu Dorjula Pramaji. This Unat Ojula Ras, which his prema is enriched with, which is that part of Marduya Ras, which is Rupanuga Bhakti, or following in the footsteps of Sri Rupa Manjari. He's Da, Bhakti Da. He's giving that kind of bhakti. He himself is submerged in Unat Ojula Bhav, and he's giving that. Which kind of Unat Ojula Bhav? So Bhakti Sriyam. Sri Rupanuga Bhakti, or following in the footsteps. Always meditating on following the activities of Sri Rupa Manjari. And Sri, therefore, he's Sri Gaura Karana Shakti Vigraha. He is the Vigraha, or the personification, of the power of Mahaprabhu's mercy. Because that's what Mahaprabhu came to give. And then Namaste Gauravani, Sri Murtaye. Again, Sri Vigrahaya and Sri Murtaye, same thing. Murtaye means the embodiment of, the form of, the very form of, the teachings of Mahaprabhu. And Dinatarane, he's the deliverer of the most fallen. Rupanuga, again Rupanuga, but here with a different idea. Rupanuga Viru Dyapa Siddhanta. That means that those theories which are against the proper conclusions of Rupanuga Bhakti, which are opposed to it, Dvanta Harane, he destroys, he defeats them by his powerful preaching and logic and scriptural evidence. So this is just one example which we're using due to Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day a couple of days ago, to show how much we can get out of each mantra or prayer if we want to pull our way, as Krishna says in the Gita, from whatever and wherever the mind may wander, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. And under the control of the self means under the control of these prayers and their deep meanings. So now we're continuing. Last time we discussed the prayer to Sri Sanatana Goswami, and then comes Sri Chaitanya Manobhistyam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Vidati Svapadantikam, which Prabhupada and Gurudev quote very often. A prayer for the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami, who established this Gauravani and Gaura Karuna Shakti in this world. Through his life and through his life, like for example, Hey Radhe Brajadevite Kavalite Nanda Sunokuta. How he's wandering and weeping and calling out, where are you, Krishna, Radha, Lalita, Vishaka? And his books and teachings. So that verse is by Narottam Das Thakur. And then a similar verse is next by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Adhidanas trinandantoy ridam yache puna puna Srimad rupavadambo je duli sham janma janmani. That is, however many janmas however many life it takes me, to realize the dust of the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. I don't want to stop. The endeavor, even for a moment, to attain the dust of his feet. And how am I endeavoring? I'm begging. While endeavoring with my activities, I'm also begging with my mind and words, with a straw between my teeth, which adhidhanas trinandantai, which signifies great humility, not thinking I'm anything separate, independent, qualified, I know everything, I can do this and that, I know better. Those thoughts keep us in the material world, whereas the thoughts expressed in these prayers, which we pray to make our own thoughts, as we know Srila Gurudev said, as we're praying, or before we pray, or after we pray a particular verse, prayer, mantra, pranam mantra, we pray to the author, who's a self-realized soul, and who realized the prayer and has it as his own heart, that he helps it to be ours as well. Then there's three prayers coming after. No, not then. Then after the two of the principal disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who we just prayed to, Srila Sanatana Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami. But hey, no, that's not really what happened. We really prayed to four. Who? The authors of the two prayers, Narottam Das Thakur and Srila Raghunath Das Thakur. We're praying to them to help us realize their two prayers, and that's two and two is four. So after praying to these principal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then comes the prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And we have three prayers in a row to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anarpita chuning charat kurunayavatirnam kalo samarpaitam unado jularasan sabhakti sriyam. Hari purita sandaram yutikadam basandi pita sada hridaya kandare spurita vasati mandana. I think most of you are familiar with this prayer and its meaning. Srila Rupa Goswami, the establisher and supreme knower of Mahaprabhu's mission, is explaining here in this prayer and blessing us with that someday we'll have the realization. Of why Lord Chaitanya came after a whole day of Brahma. He came to give this gift, donation, as Gurudev says, donation, which wasn't given since the last time he came, which was the last day of Brahma, so many trillions of years. And what is that? Unat ojvalarasam so bhakti sriyam. He experienced the unat ojvala paramor parakya mellow mood of Srimati Radhika, because he is Krishna in the mood of Radhika, and he came to give Rupanuga Bhakti, or the treasure. So bhakti sriyam. Sriya means treasure, and treasure chests are usually locked. But if you can get the key from the representative of Mahaprabhu, then there's a great treasure of, or beauty, soba. Sriyam means soba, or beauty. The beauty of Swabhakti, the beauty of the love of Srimati Radhika for Krishna, which is the maidservants who assist in her meetings with Krishna and nourish those meetings and expand the glories of those meetings in this world. And he's blessing us that may that son of Sachi be transcendentally situated in our hearts. So therefore we, especially on their appearance and disappearance days, but every day as well, we remember all these great acharyas so that they can bless us with continued advancement in Krishna consciousness. As Srila Raghunath Das Goswami prayed, O mind, if you desire to reside in Braj on the platform of Ragatmika Bhakti, and you desire the direct service of Nava Jugal Kishore, Sri Radha and Krishna, then birth after birth, always distinctly remember and bow down with great love Sri Sarup Damodar, Sri Rupa Goswami, and his young elder brother Sanatana Goswami, all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are recipients of his mercy. Birth after birth, remember. Then we have two other very beautiful prayers to Mahaprabhu from Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. One from his Chaitanya Chandramrita. Oh, and the second one is by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in his Stavavali. And the first one, Sangsara Dukkha Jalado Patitasya Kama Krodadi Makranakarai Kavavi Kritasya Durvasana Nigatitasya Narasrayasya Chaitanya Chandra Mamadehi Padavalambham Chaitanya Chandra Mamakrit Kamadambikasya Riddham Videhi Nija Chintana Bringarangai Kincha Parada Timaram Nividam Viduya Padam Tam Sadaya Pai Durga Tamam. These two beautiful prayers are very closely related. The first one, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur is teaching us how to pray. By his own example, he's saying that he's trapped in material existence, in the ocean of material existence, held captive in a net, in a big net of Maya, devoured. I mean, if you're under the water, it's not so bad because then you can swim up to the top. But if you're in a net, it makes it really hard. The net of material existence. And especially it makes it hard when you're being devoured, chewed alive by the crocodiles and alligators of lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy. Which wouldn't even be as bad if it hadn't been for the fact that my hands are tied behind my back by the chains of wicked desires. Becomes really impossible unless I can get some mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then the second verse, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is praying, please make the lotus flower of my heart. My heart is like a lotus, so please make it blossom. And by blossoming, it'll have such nice fragrance. And that will attract the bumblebee of remembrance of you. So just picture that. My heart is like a flower. So I'm begging the Lord that He'll make my heart fragrant. It means with the ability to remember His lotus feet. So first, by that remembrance, you'll destroy the darkness of my offenses and make me taste the nectar of your feet. Then, now that we've prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we know that in order to get the mercy of Mahaprabhu, we have to pray to Nityananda Prabhu. So there's two wonderful prayers to Nityananda Prabhu. One from Swarup Damodar Goswami's diary, which is also present as one of the Mangalacharana prayers of the first Adi Lila 1, Chapter 1 of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the second one is also from Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami's diary. The first one is Sankarshana Karunatoi Shai Garbo Dishai Chatpayob Dishai Shesha Shaya Shangsha Kalachanitya Nandaksharamam Sharanam Namastu. This prayer really shows the power of Lord Nityananda. Who is he? Sankarshan, he's Balaram. And all of Balaram's features in Vrindavan, in Dwarka, in Mathura, in Vaikuntha. He's also Shesh, who holds up innumerable universes on his hoods and acts as the bed and umbrella and slippers of Lord Narayan. And Nityananda Prabhu is the source of all the three Vishnus who lie down in the causal ocean, in the ocean Garbhadak ocean at the bottom half of the universe, and the milk ocean in the spiritual planet on the top of this universe. They're all portions or plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of Sri Nityananda Ram. So he's certainly competent to give shelter, and therefore I'm praying, and he's merciful to the fallen, and he's the embodiment of Guru Tattva. So therefore I'm praying for his shelter. Then secondly, we know that ladies are more good-natured than men. Prabhupada said that they're more soft-hearted. Therefore, we're praying to him who's the master of Janava, and that way we can remember Janava Devi, his consort or his power, who is in Goloka Vrindavan, Ananga Manjari, the younger sister of Srimati Radhika. So we're offering obeisances to Nityananda Prabhu, who bestows the bliss of divine love. Premananda Pradayane. Dayane means giving, and Pradayane means giving all kinds to the highest degree, all the varieties of what? The bliss of Prem. And he eliminates the filth of the age of Kali. What's the filth of the age of Kali? Like, for example, Pranayupashabja Kalavasminjagejana Mandak Sumanda Mateo Mandabhagya Yubhita. In Kali Yuga, men have but short lives. They're lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. That's just some of the filth. That's just the beginning. So we'll end here. Our half hour is now over. And we'll see you soon. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Sri Gauri Gita Ki Jai. Go up and Hari Hari Bo.